Let's get a medical perspective on this issue with Dr. Lena Nguyen. She's an emergency doctor at George Washington University and the former Baltimore Health Commissioner. Dr. Nguyen joins us by Skype. Welcome back.
Thank you very much.
So now that this federal court ruling has ended the mask mandate, you said you will still put on a mask when you're on a train or plane or another crowded area. From a public health standpoint, is this the wrong time to remove that mandate?
Well, I think there are two separate questions here. One is, what is the role of mandates versus what is the right thing for people still to be doing? We have shifted away from this time of top-down government mandates overall to empowering individuals to make the best decision for themselves. But I think that that message has been lost, as in people are misinterpreting the backing away from mandates to mean that while now everything is safe, everything is not safe. We're actually having a rise in BA2 cases right now, probably underreported. There are still a lot of very vulnerable individuals. And I think we all as people should be taking steps to protect ourselves. And the most important thing that people should be doing is to wear a high quality mask. Type of mask really matters. You are not protected with a simple cloth mask. And actually, this is the reason why I'm not sure that the mask mandate was doing that much, because so many people were wearing these cloth masks. No, yeah. CDC should be encouraging everyone to wear an N95 or equivalent, meaning a KN95 or KF94 mask. These masks will really work well even for one-way masking, meaning that if other people around you are not wearing masks, but you are wearing a high-quality, well-fitting mask, that still protects you in these settings.
I wonder if you as a physician share Larry Gostin's fear that the future of public health might be in danger if the CDC's authority is compromised.
Absolutely. I'm actually less worried about what is happening right now, as in we know that BA2 is not causing more severe disease. We know that the vaccines still work very well against the circulating variants that we know of. I'm worried about the future, and not only about COVID-19. What if there's a new virus that evolves in the future that is extremely dangerous, and we need to be able to protect the public from that? I don't want the not just the trust in the CDC, but the powers of the CDC to be eroded. In order to help to protect us in the future. That's what is keeping me up at night, not what is happening right now with this particular ruling.
Earlier this month, you talked about Philadelphia's decision to reinstate a mask mandate. You weren't against that move, but you said you didn't think it was time for other cities to do the same. And that angered some people who said you were throwing immunocompromised people under the bus. Can you give us more more context on what you were saying?
Mask mandates, for better or for worse, have really been politicized, polarized, and hated by a large percentage of this country. Now, I wish that were not the case. I also wish that we had implemented mask mandates correctly, as in to say that we should all be wearing high-quality masks, because these cloth masks against a very contagious Omicron subvariant isn't doing that much. And so I think that we should be moving to things that actually are a lot less contentious, as in instead of implementing mask mandates that a lot of people are not going to abide by correctly, why don't we say, let's scale up testing when we see a surge? Why don't we increase treatment? Why don't we pass out a free respirator, free N95 masks? Why don't we increase vaccination and boosters? These strategies will do so much more to protect the most vulnerable and everyone, and also not cause more political divisions that may sow further distrust in public health. I think we all need to take a step back and look at what's most important here. What's most important is not to prolong the mask wars. What's most important is to try to protect individuals and save lives.
Now, you are going to still mask in crowded areas and on public transit, correct?
Absolutely, because I don't really want to get the coronavirus in the same way that I don't want to get the flu.
You also have kids who are too young to be vaccinated. And like you, I don't want to get the, I'm vaccinated, I'm boosted. I don't want to get the coronavirus in case there are long-term complications. What is your, in the minute that we have left, what is your recommendation for those who are making these decisions about whether to put on that mask or not?
I think people should think about their values here and what is most important to them in different settings. So if it's extremely important to you to avoid COVID-19, I would definitely still take precautions, including masking in crowded indoor settings and maybe even testing before getting together with people indoors. There are some people, though, who, for example, with my children, I think there is actually a cost to having them continue to mask in preschool and to not be able to do soccer and extracurricular activities. And for those things, I accept their risk because the value of those activities is so high. But for me to mask indoors on a plane, not a big sacrifice. I'm happy to keep on doing that.
Me too. That's Dr. Lena Nguyen, an emergency doctor and professor of public health at George Washington University. Always a pleasure, doctor. Thank you.
Thanks so much.